Hi, it's Patrick here, and today, moving world history by moving your mouth, making a speech, and in so doing, changing the course of history. And the treatment of this is on stage. It's presented by just one performer, a Belgian performer, who slices and dices a bunch of famous speeches, and in so doing, presents them in a new way. The show is called Big Mouth. It's an exploration of rhetoric and its history. It draws on speeches from the past 2,500 years. And you can hear voices from all over the political spectrum, the acceptable and the unacceptable. The point is not whether you agree with the speaker. I mean, Josef Goebbels is one of them. It's how the argument is made, how it's delivered. So you may find yourself responding to the words once you hear them in this particular context, responding to them very differently. Big Mouth was a hit at last year's Edinburgh Festival. Ever since then, it's been performing up and down the UK, Broadway or off-Broadway, maybe next. Here's reporter Katie Bilboa.
It doesn't exactly feel like the theatrical experience of a lifetime. 80 minutes of one man talking to you, reading out bits of old speeches.
All real American men love the class and sting of battle. American men love a winner.
But when Steve Marmion saw Big Mouth in Edinburgh last year, he knew he had to get it on his stage. Marmion is artistic director of the edgy Soho Theatre in London's West End.
It's an incredible one-man trip through rhetoric beginning 500 BC and finishing today. And it explores, examines, and really takes by the scruff of the neck and sings in your face.
Big Mouth is Belgian artist Valentin Danens. On stage, he wears a suit and darts between five different microphones, arranged left to right on a table that stretches the width of the space.
Je voudrais ajouter ceci encore. L'indépendance du Congo.
As he switches microphones, he subtly adjusts his outfit, gestures and expressions to take on different personas from different centuries.
I must only ask of you, when my sons are grown up, to punish them and trouble them as I have troubled you.
From Socrates to Martin Luther King, by way of Joseph Goebbels and Osama bin Laden.
The events that affected my soul in a direct way started in 1982 when America permitted Israelis to invade Lebanon.
Valentin, an established actor in Belgium and the Netherlands, began the project by setting himself the task of reading one speech a day for a year.
I've always been amazed by the fact that only words or language, a thing that you produce with your mouth, we're the only animal that can do it, can have this much power. If a climate is right and people have the urge to follow leaders and stuff, you can move the world history in a certain direction.
He says choosing which speeches to include in his performance, and in what order, was an intuitive process. He just knew what needed to sit where. This arrangement is integral to Big Mouth's success, says Lynn Gardner, a theatre critic for The Guardian newspaper.
One of the reasons why it really works is because of the way that it actually allows one speech to interrogate another. So it feels as though what you're watching is a constant surprise by the way that there is a dialogue set up between the past and the present.
From my point of view, I'm manipulating again the speeches like the media is manipulating them. So I just mix two speeches together. Some speeches are not in it, not because they're not good, but because they're not theatrical.
Although there are notable absences, President Obama, for instance, and there's only one woman, Ann Coulter. Valentin says he needed some distance from the voices he chose, and that the absence of women speaks volumes about how hard it was to find them. Still, audiences and critics here in London and across the UK have given Big Mouth rave reviews. And on the heels of that success, there are now plans to take it to Australia and the US. For The World, this is Katie Bilboa in London.
Wow, listening to that makes me want to do a couple of things. One is to listen to those speeches in their own context, or read them, I guess, in the case of the older ones. The other is to see the show. Here's another taster of that.
Almighty, we are free love. misschien zijn niet alle moslims terroristen. Maar alle terroristen zijn precies wel moslims.
I lost my house. I lost all my cars. But hey, I still got my family. And more important, I still got my spirit.
Okay, that's the pod today. You can find out more at theworld.org/language, also at the World in Words Facebook page, or follow me on Twitter. I tweet as Patrick Cox, Patricox. See you.